You're listening to SBS News.
As the crisis unfolds in Ukraine, many Australians are looking for ways to help. Teddy Mussolino has recently donated to the cause. She says there's not a lot she can do from the other side of the world, but she can give money to those in need.
When I can, I like to donate to causes that I really believe in or causes that I think money can actually go towards. So this seemed like a good opportunity to give back, especially in an area of the world where I don't think about a lot and I have the privilege of not thinking about it a lot. And I thought that the least I could do is try and donate something. If I can't donate my time and I can't donate my resources, then I should try and donate some money.
Ms. Mussolino has donated money to grassroots organisation United Help Ukraine and a non-profit Ukrainian-American charity called RUZOM. She says the funds are largely being used for medical aid.
I was told that I was providing money to provide like medical backpacks that would be sent out into like parts of the Ukraine that were currently under pressure and would try to get critical medical supplies to individuals in Ukraine.
But reports of fake charities and scam websites have been popping up in the past few weeks. ScamWatch says the people behind these often capitalize on a crisis and use current events to convince good-hearted people to donate to their scam. They say people should only donate if they can verify that a charity is legitimate by searching the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission's charity register. Commissioner Gary John says people need to think twice before sending money online.
If you want to have the best chance of your money getting to those people you want to help, then you really should be sending that money to a registered charity. Because if you're just going online and giving money to someone who may appeal to you emotionally and they're not a registered charity, you have no way of knowing whether the money ever reaches its target.
Mr. John says registered charities have been properly checked.
In order for a charity to get the taxation benefits that comes with charity status, they have to register with us. So that's the deal. And they have to put the most important documents on it, you know, their constitution or trust documents, and name their responsible persons, you know, president, secretary, and so on and so forth. And they have to fill out an annual information statement. And they may carry annual reports and financial reports and so on.
But when a charity is based overseas and it's an international crisis, that local advice is not so simple. World Vision Australia's head of church, schools and youth engagement, Noddy Sharma, says scam fundraisers can negatively affect genuine charities.
It actually breaks my heart when I hear things like this, because it gives real charities a bad name. And so, unfortunately, that is the reality, that often people with the wrong motives will actually see an opportunity like this and they'll use it to their own advantage.
World Vision Australia launched its Ukraine appeal within a day of the crisis breaking. With team members on the ground in neighbouring Romania, World Vision Australia is helping children and families who have been displaced. Mr. Sharma says children often suffer the most during crises.
It's the practical support that we want to be able to offer there. So it's really cold. It's, you know, freezing temperatures. And so you've got kids coming through that have fear that's in place. And so we are right now mobilising 30 psychologists into the area to be able to deal with some of the psychological damage that will be occurring. And then some, you know, practical needs like food and shelter and you know, some first aid stuff that's there as well.
The Australian Red Cross has its own appeal to assist its teams and Red Crescent partners on the ground, who are providing first aid, supporting health facilities with medicines and equipment, providing families with food, shelter and hygiene items, delivering water and repairing vital infrastructure. They're also helping restore contact with family members who have been separated by the crisis. David Tuck is the head of mission at the International Committee of the Red Cross. He says the situation unfolding in Ukraine is incredibly serious and that hostilities show no real signs of letting up.
we know from our staff on the ground and other reporting that there is a number of very serious humanitarian implications of the current situation, not least of all for those who are trapped in basements, waiting out hostilities, often living with no food, water, heat or electricity. And we also know there are massive concerns around the situation of people who have been able to move and who suffer the challenges or the consequences of essentially being displaced, whether that's inside of Ukraine or across international borders. We're hearing that number of about 2 million people having moved internationally in the course of just 2 weeks.
Mr. Tuck says fake charities, especially ones spreading misinformation about Red Cross work or even misrepresenting the Red Cross logo, put staff on the ground at serious risk.
We're also very careful to make sure that we're understood to be neutral, independent and impartial. And without that understanding, it's very hard for us to function in modern conflict. So when misinformation misrepresents us to be taking a partial approach on controversial issues, it really does expose us to potential harm and puts our staff absolutely at risk.
Andy says the work needed to undo the damage puts a strain on resources.
The other challenge associated with this is it's just fundamentally a waste of really precious humanitarian resources that we're increasingly called upon to counter fake news, misinformation or disinformation and to constantly be restating our position and our situation. So that's not where ideally we want to be spending our precious resources. We want to be helping directly those people in need.
Jack Campbell wants to donate but hasn't yet chosen a charity. He says a particular video has tugged his heartstrings.
What really got me to start thinking about donating and helping out as much as I can was the article and video showing the doctor trying to revive the 6-year-old girl that was hit by some of the shelling that was going on, and him yelling out, "Show this to Putin, show this to Putin." And so that, for me, that really triggered a very deep sense of sadness and regret in this whole situation.
Mr. Campbell is leaning towards donating to organisations such as UNICEF and the Red Cross because he trusts them and has donated to them before. As for scam fundraisers, there's a few things he has been looking out for.
The first thing is usually that the website itself is a poorly made website with spelling errors, low resolution pictures, and they will also usually ask for donations through different means such as wire transfer, bitcoins or gift cards, which is a massive red flag to me. I'll also avoid any links that I don't recognize or come through emails or that you see on social media. And of course, I always do my research into each organisation and check reviews to see how reliable they really are.
Vanessa Byrne is the head of fundraising products at the Australian Red Cross. Ms. Byrne also suggests people take time researching the charity and donate directly through an official website.
If somebody is approached or they see a social media ad or they get sent an email or a phone call and they don't feel comfortable about it, then, my best advice would be to call the charity to check if it is a legitimate communication. But if they're in that sort of moment and they're talking to somebody, say, on the phone or on the street, I'd recommend asking lots of questions of the person just to really understand the legitimacy.
Donor Teddy Mussolino says the nature of social media can make people more vulnerable to being scammed.
Because of Instagram, because of TikTok, we take bite-sized information and just run with it. And I think because so many websites have like immediate click-throughs, you don't often have the time to really process and research what you're doing.
But she hopes support for Ukraine appeals doesn't wane.
It's really easy for people to donate while something's in the news cycle, but, you know, very quickly there will probably be another disaster or another thing that pushes it out of the news cycle. And then I find that very quickly all of those causes are never really thought about again. And I think it will be interesting to see whether this keeps generating, like, news and fundraising and charitable donations in a longer term.
Ariana Lucente, SBS News.